asks the architect, Jane Duncan. Former REBA president, founder of her own practice and recipient of an OBE for diversity, Jane Duncan answers ADF's questions about what continues to inspire her. What was the highlight of your career as a designer? Most of my professional life, I have loved designing new houses for clients, and the highlight is always when revisiting to see them being completely at home in the spaces created for them. How did you feel as the third woman to be appointed REBA president? I was thrilled to get the support of enough REBA members to win the election, and then I just wanted to get on with the huge spread of initiatives on my to-do list. As a very vocal equality advocate, I think it important to have the widest field of applicants for any role, then it's up to the members to get involved and vote for the right person to represent them, whoever they are. How much have things changed for women architects following your tenure at REBA? In truth, the last few years have changed the work/life balance for all architects, as we all had time to reappraise after COVID lockdowns. It has always felt right to me, as a practice owner, to trust staff and look after them well. If you are happy, you are productive, and the move I have seen towards a fairer work ethic affects everyone. I feel that this levels the playing field somewhat, but still requires more definition and certainty to prevent the attrition of women from the profession, as does the need to encourage better gender diversity at high levels throughout the industry. What are your professional roles now, including at JDA? I have very slowly moved away from active project running and now remain as a consultant to the practice after a management buyout in 2020, following years of succession planning. My life remains busy, chairing the REBA's expert panel on fire safety, which involves advocacy to the government for improved regulations, lecturing and writing on this huge topic. I have been delighted to be more involved in a wide range of industry awards judging, in architectural education, external examining, and recently appointed to Oxford Brookes University to help with the REBA Studio courses. What was it like to receive the OBE? It was an unexpected delight, as it was awarded for services to diversity in the architecture profession. I had spent 2013 to 2015 as the REBA's first ethnic diversity and inclusion champion and was elected to the presidency on an equality banner. What DID you helped to achieve on REBA's expert advisory group on fire safety in the years following Grenfell? This has been a huge part of my life since the tragedy, and I was frustrated that nothing really happened fast enough in terms of regulatory change, in our industry relationships, or even the naked profiteering which was exposed by the Grenfell inquiry. However, the effects of the Honesty in the Hackett report and the aims of the new Building Safety Act regime are far-reaching, even though it will take a few years to settle in. The amazing work by collaborative teams working across the industry has been consistent and game-changing. Is the Building Safety Act right to put the onus back on industry for safe design? The root cause of the Grenfell tragedy was complacency, by almost everyone, and now the industry is trying hard to adapt to the new regime. It needs more than that, in my opinion. Clients need to take their role seriously and stop cost-cutting to maintain quality. In building, you do get what you pay for. The procurement routes and contract forms need reassessing, and people, not profits, need to be front and center. However, I believe that without clear baseline prescriptive leveling from a good set of clarified regulations, there will still be loopholes available to those who wish to find them. Will things change for the better for architects if a Labour government gets into power? I would very much like to think so. Certainly the Labour-run GLA has worked well to amend their requirements. How has being an architect changed since you qualified? The work as an architect is far harder, far more challenging and far more technical than it was, but architects love challenges and are excited by innovation, so perhaps we just need to be willing to advocate for better fees and resourcing to support the research and creativity we all need now. What's your advice to people looking to enter architecture? I would say it's horses for courses. There are a lot of different skills needed in the profession, but you don't need to be professors in everything. Find what will get you jumping up out of bed in the morning, and do that. For me, it's been an amazing, stimulating, and exciting career. If that's what you are after, great. Let's talk.